Hello everyone, and welcome to the sixth episode of the Two Halves podcast with me, Parinita. This episode is called Amor Fati, and yes, you guessed it right. It's about Stoicism. What is Stoicism? Why should I know about Stoicism? What is the connection between Stoicism and creativity? If you look up the meaning of a Stoic today, it says somebody who's emotionless, somebody who doesn't have or display any sort of emotions, a stone face. But what is Stoicism? Stoicism is an ancient philosophy that was founded in Athens by Zeno of Citium in the early 3rd century BC. And it's a philosophy of personal ethics that were formed by a system of logic and its views on the natural world. So Stoicism is an active process of constant practice and self-reminder. It's more about an objective analysis of everything around you than a subjective analysis. It is how you can find fulfillment by removing yourself from a situation, whether it's justifying your actions or you're claiming some events, or you're allowing the actions of someone else to be like an excuse for how you feel. And this in turn makes you a better person. You become a lot more content and more accepting of the things that are going on around you. And then you can simply do what you can do, or rather, do what needs to be done. And it's a great way to be more goal-oriented. The Stoics are mostly doers. So the three leaders of Stoicism that we'll talk about are Epictetus, Seneca, and Marcus Aurelius. Stoicism can be divided into three disciplines: perception, action, and will. So if you talk about discipline of perception, it's how you see things. Epictetus says, just keep in mind, the more we value things outside our control, the less control we have. Discipline of action, seize the day. Marcus Aurelius says, concentrate every minute like a Roman, like a man, on doing what's in front of you with precise and genuine seriousness, tenderly, willingly, and with justice. The third one, discipline of will, is how you endure difficulties. So Seneca says, to bear trials with a calm mind robs misfortune of its strength and burden. So when we look at Stoics, or when we say this person is a Stoic, the first thing that comes to mind is, oh, they don't have any emotions. They don't feel anything. But Stoicism says feelings are completely normal. But as a Stoic, you don't react to your emotions, but you react out of reason. So you feel the emotions, but the way you respond is out of reason. So they're not guided by their emotions. And the Stoics also believed that nobody makes mistakes on purpose. People act the way they think is best for them. They don't know any better. We're all trying to make sense of what's happening, right? And if you're thinking, what is this? How is this going to help me? Is this spirituality again? How is it different from spirituality? Philosophy is more to do with your outside world. Spirituality is more to do with your inner world. If you don't want to get into finding the answers yourself and you need answers already, maybe philosophy is going to help you. Philosophy is more logical and spirituality is more conscience. And conscience is more your inner voice, and sometimes you can hear it and sometimes you can't. So if you don't like the school of thought of spirituality or trying to find out the answers by digging in deep into your inner world, maybe this school of thought will help you, or you will resonate with this a lot more. Neither of them are easy. It requires deconstructing your life. So here's how Stoicism can help you. It can help you find happiness, freedom. It can help you overcome irrational fear. It can help you with stress. It can lead you to serenity. And it can help you with the smooth flow of life. So when we talk about perception, we must look at the things that we can control and the things that we can't control. Here are the things we can control: our thoughts, our mindset, our actions, people you surround yourself with, how you invest your time, what you're learning every minute of every day, your lifestyle, and the work that you are going to put out into the world. Here are the things you can't control: other people, events, money, feedback, followers, opinions. What lens are you viewing your life with? Are you only seeing obstacles or are you only seeing opportunities? There are two mantras that the Stoics used to follow. One is Amor Fati, which literally means love your fate. And it's about every experience, every setback, every obstacle that you've had in your life has led you to be where you are today. And to every obstacle that is going to show up in front of you today, you don't just see it, but you say you love it. Let's say you're making a painting and you just dropped a big bottle of paint over it. Great, I love it. You're sitting at an airport waiting for your flight and it gets delayed by 5 hours. Great, I love it. How objectively are you viewing every situation in your life currently? Like Marcus Aurelius said, everything you throw into a fire becomes fuel for the fire. Every obstacle that you are looking at today is only a way. The other mantra is Memento Mori, which means we all must die. Not in a morbid sort of way that we're talking about death, but it's to be more purposeful of the time that you have. How lucky we are to even be alive at this moment. Nobody's promised tomorrow. All you have is today. All you have is now. So are you going to sit down and complain about what somebody told you 5 years ago? Or are you going to sit down now and do what you have to do? Or do what needs to be done now? Are we going to sit and worry about what's going to come 6 months later? Or are we going to sit down today and see what we can do with what we have? It's about fully being alive at this particular moment. This one moment right now. It's about fully being present and appreciating every single thing that you have right now. Nothing in the past or nothing in the future matters because it doesn't exist. So memento mori is more of a question. Is this how you want to spend your time? So if we have to take the first step into Stoicism, what do we talk about? Stoicism is about four virtues, and they are not so black and white. They are courage, justice, temperance, and wisdom. And wisdom is like this broader umbrella. So everything that we do and talk about Stoicism comes under this big umbrella of wisdom. So when we talk about courage, we talk about how it takes courage to be a good human being, how it takes courage for you to show up every single day and be who you are. When we talk about justice, we talk about doing the right thing for you and for everybody else around you as well. Temperance is more about balance. How everything has to be in balance, the right amount, nothing in excess. So let's say we talk about courage. If you lack courage, then you're not going to do anything. If you have too much courage, then you might just be reckless and destroy a lot of things. Justice, again, balance in justice. And to have the wisdom to see what and how the world is and what you're doing today and how you're doing it. And wisdom about things that you can control and things that you can't control. It's about learning and unlearning a lot of things. It's about doing the things that need to be done as opposed to the things that you want to do. It's also the balance between humility and confidence. Humility is knowing that every situation can teach you something. Every other person knows something more than you. Confidence is knowing that you can do the right thing with what you have today. If you need to score yourself, it's only your inner scorecard. Nothing external or nobody is going to score you on anything. And it shouldn't matter to you, even if they do. Let's say you were creating something and you had a setback. Your default setting now needs to be to let it go, not dwell on your setback. It's something that's called post-traumatic growth. Now you re-evaluate the situation, what you have in front of you after the thing that went wrong. You re-look, you re-engage, you rework. Now you're just smarter, wiser, and you know the game a lot more better than you did yesterday. So you're going to make it work today in a different way, an elevated way. Only you control how you play the game. So we're looking to hack the system. How do you hack the system? By making something that transcends time. Which means in 24 hours that you're going to use very purposefully is only going to build up, is only going to compound. And you have to do the work even when you don't feel like doing it. That is where routine comes into play. Because we have no control over the past and the future, what we have is only today, which means what we did yesterday is done. We have today to build on what we did yesterday. We don't have time today to dwell on what went wrong yesterday. Amor Fati. I think it's been my WhatsApp status for about 3 years now. Because it found me at a time that I couldn't make sense of what was happening. I had just lost a show based on a leak that had happened at a venue. And I was just like, what is this? How is this so strange? I'm like, a leak? And that's when I found Amor Fati, this phrase. And when it said, love your fate, I was like, oh, wow. Maybe Stoicism is something that you will resonate with. Maybe it's easier and more practical for you because everything is written out. But it is going to take practice every single day. So what does a day look like in a Stoic's life? What are the things that we can do if we have to adapt Stoicism? You wake up. I'm really not going to give you a time. Whatever time you wake up, whatever time you sleep, whatever time works for you. This is not something that I'm going to be like, okay, Stoicism says wake up earlier. But this doesn't work for me only. So I'm not really going to say anything. But if you need to be stern with yourself and you need this, wake up earlier. So you have still time. Another thing that Stoicism talks about is stillness. You have to find stillness in a day. So maybe it's going for a walk and you're not engaging with your thoughts. We know that we can run into obstacles every single day, but Stoicism tells you to prepare for it. Marcus Aurelius says, say to yourself in the early morning, I shall meet today ungrateful, violent, treacherous, envious, uncharitable men, all of the ignorance of real good and ill. I can neither be harmed by any of them, and for no man will involve me in wrong. Nor can I be angry with any kinsman or hate him. For we have come into the world to work together. So you begin your day with saying this to yourself. Which means you're prepared for all the obstacles. Not in a way that you expect them. But in a way that you know that you can navigate them. Stoicism teaches you how to practice for all the obstacles that are going to come your way. It's actually something they call premeditatio malorum. Which is negative visualization. So let's say when you're preparing for something, You also think about all the things that could go wrong. You say, okay, I have a presentation tomorrow. Here are the things that could go right, and here are the things that could go wrong. And in that way, you're better equipped to deal with them when you actually face them. Like Seneca said, the point is not to wish for these adversities, but for the virtue that makes these adversities bearable. Again, virtues, right? Wisdom. To learn the wisdom that we need to deal with situations that can come up at any given time. Because it's not like we want this difficulty in our lives. But they could come in from anywhere. That's not something we can control. What we can control is how we respond. The key here is not reacting. The key here is responding. It's about being ready to face this rather than being surprised by it. And according to Stoicism, no external situation is good or bad. It's just indifferent. Only your response can be good or bad. So you're training your mind to look at obstacles as opportunities. And this is especially important when we talk about creativity. You have no idea what's coming up. Everything is uncertain. This and this could lead to something else at this point, that and this could lead to something else. You have no idea, but you need to be prepared. And you need to not let it bog you down. You need to look at a setback and say, okay, I just learned a new way. Turn it around, start over, re-engage. Marcus Aurelius said, objective judgment, now at this very moment. Unselfish action, now at this very moment. Willing acceptance, now at this very moment. Of all external events. That is all we have, right? This present moment is all we are guaranteed. So our perceptions need to be very objective. Our actions need to be non-judgmental. And everything needs to be completely accepted. One of the most important things about Stoicism is journaling. That is what all these records are, actually. Marcus Aurelius' book, Meditations, is just his journal. It's the things that he wanted to tell himself, which he wrote down. So a very, very, very important thing for all creatives, or for anybody actually. Journaling does help bring your thoughts onto paper. And also creating a distance between your thoughts and you. It gives you a third-person perspective. And it also makes you realize that you are separate from your thoughts. You have control over your thoughts. And when we talk about deconstructing our life and our thoughts to create, Marcus Aurelius says, fit yourself for the matters which have fallen to your lot and love these people among whom destiny has cast you. But your love must be genuine. Again, amor fati, love what you have. There are some things in your life that you can't change, the place that you were born. This is your power, this is your story. What are you surrounded by? What are the challenges and the obstacles that you have overcome in your life? This is what is going to help you create. And all of us should want to do fulfilling work, no matter what it is. Let's not give ourselves labels. Labels are very limiting. Let's say you call yourself a poet and then you can't draw because poets don't draw. Why? Anybody can do anything. So let's not give ourselves labels. Let's create everything with purpose. Start going after what you've thrown away. Is it that manuscript that's hiding in your drawer? Take it out. Look at it. What can you do with it today? With what you have? With what you've learned? It's scary. It's very scary. I know. It's hard to get by. But it's also very gratifying and it's also very, very fulfilling. Because now you've taken away all the pressures of everything external. Or you're constantly reminding yourself that everything external doesn't matter. And the Stoics believe that the universe is very busy to keep putting obstacles in your way. So you're worried about who's going to look at my art, who's going to read my book, who's going to buy my painting, who's going to buy my clothes, who's going to watch my movie. Again, things that are out of our control. Yes, we want to do well. Of course, we all want to do well. But then sometimes foresight can be a curse. You can't control the outcome, but you can increase the possibility of the outcome that you want by creating more and more and more purposefully every day. In Seneca's book, Letters from a Stoic, when asked about what was the object of all the trouble he took over a piece of craftsmanship when it would never reach more than a few people, he replied, "A few is enough for me. So is one, and so is none." Have you really any grounds for satisfaction with yourself? If you are the kind of person that many understand, your merits should not be outward facing. So you are already great, whether somebody sees your work or doesn't. Of course, I have a quote for everything that I'm talking about today. Marcus Aurelius says, "What doesn't transmit light creates its own darkness." We need to understand that the light is always inside us. We just need to find it. That's what's going to help us create. That's what's going to help us tell our story. What are we transmitting? How much light are we transmitting? Stoics talk about stillness. It's about being unmoved. Unmoved by the situations that shook us in the past. Unmoved about the situations that we think are going to shake us from the future. Marcus Aurelius said, "To be like the rock that the waves keep crashing over. It stands unmoved and the raging of the sea still around it." So we've spoken about mantras. We've spoken about the four virtues. And we know that we have only 24 hours in front of us. So what are we going to do? So this is how the Stoics used to spend their day. Wake up early. I'm not gonna say anything about that. You wake up early, when the world is still. You go for a walk. You spend time with yourself. Understand that your time is very, very important. You guard your time. And then you start it with negative visualization. Premeditatio malorum, where you say, these are the things that could go wrong today, but these are the things I'm not going to be affected by. You learn to pick your battles. You have this innate understanding now of what you focus on and what is actually in your control and what is absolutely out of your control. They practice memento mori. They tell themselves that death is very near. To be more purposeful, to be more appreciative of the fact and the time that they have today. And at the end of the day, they review their day. And these are the questions that they ask themselves. What did I do today? What could I have done better? How could I be the best version of myself? What do I need to change? Self-actualization. Marcus Aurelius said, dwell on the beauty of life. Watch the stars and see yourself running with them. Stoicism also is about beauty in the mundane. Everything is as it's supposed to be. Your response to it is what matters. So every time a situation comes up, ask yourself, is this necessary to do? Learn to say no. So let's say we bring up the design process. How does the design process start? Ambiguity, right? How are we going to navigate ambiguity? Like Seneca said, to what goal are you straining the whole future? Live in uncertainty. Live immediately. So we have to create more purposefully today. We have to create with what we have. We have to do what needs to be done. So let's say we create something. Let's question ourselves first. Do I like this? Did it make me feel something? Did it raise a few questions in my mind? Did it answer a few things? Like Seneca said, bold words can come even from the timidest. Everybody's opinion in a collaborative setup is important. Whether it works or doesn't work, but what they say needs to be heard. What you say needs to be heard. We need to create an atmosphere where everybody feels safe to speak and be heard. So then we're going to wonder if Stoicism is against empathy. Not really. Stoicism is a very non-judgmental view. And it teaches you to genuinely make connections with people. Do everything with purpose. And you are grateful for everything. Stoicism is not devoid of all emotions. It's your control over emotions. That does not stop you from connecting with the person next to you. Another thing we can do is quit complaining. It's the most easiest thing to do. There are things that are, and there are things that you can change. Again, what is in your control and what is out of your control? If there are things in your control, then you have to make an effort to change it. Marcus Aurelius said, the cucumber is bitter, then throw it out. There are brambles in your path, then go around them. That's all you need to know, nothing more. Don't demand to know why such things exist. Of course, Stoicism is a huge umbrella. So if we have to narrow these things down to the four things that we can implement right away, then it would be these. And of course, I'm going to start with quotes only. Seneca said, without a ruler to do it against, you can't make crooked straight. So when we think about this, who is your ruler? Who are you going to measure something against? To me, it is my future self. As hypothetical as that is. But I know today I can think about who I want to be, the best version of myself. And today, I will act according to how that version of me will act. My fears don't matter today, right now. So who do you want to be today? What version of yourself do you want to be today? And be that version to the best of your ability. You want to be a writer? Great. Let's say you are already an established writer. Would that writer today be wasting time? Would that writer today be scared? Maybe. But do you choose to act or do you choose to leave it? We could have an objective, honest review of our day. What did I do today? What could I have done better? What could I have completely avoided? What could I have done with more love? What could I have let go of? Epictetus said, how long are you going to wait before you demand the best for yourself? Our distractions are our own doing. Marcus Aurelius said, your mind will take shape of what you frequently hold in thought. For the human spirit is colored by such impressions. There are so many things that we've just gotten used to. And it's only until we realize that we are okay without them, how actually unnecessary they are. So we've been using them not because we needed them, but because we had them. What am I holding on to? What am I trying to distract myself from? What am I indulging in? What am I trying to escape? And lastly, every day is a new life. Seneca said, begin at once to live and count each separate day as a separate life. Imagine each day as a new life. You get to do whatever you want to, with a lot more purpose, with a lot more intention. There is no easy way to the stars. So why are we procrastinating so much when all we have is this day and all we know is uncertainty? Because the time that we lose, we never get back. Epictetus said, don't hope that events will turn out the way you want. Welcome events in whichever way they happen. This is the path to peace. Like, this is something that I keep saying. I said, if you call me today and say, let's meet next week. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to be doing next week. Yeah, I'm pretty sure a lot of my friends are going to vouch for this because that's what I always keep saying. I'm like, yeah, I'll let you know. Because I really don't know what's going to come up, what can come up, what will come up, what won't happen. Does that make me a stoic? I don't know. So if any of this resonated with you and you feel like stoicism is something that can make sense of the world to you right now and you want to get into it and you don't know where to start, two books I would recommend, Meditations by Marcus Aurelius and Seneca, Letters from a Stoic. You could also find and follow The Daily Stoic pretty much on every social platform. They're called The Daily Stoic. There's something that happens now called the Stoic Week, which is like this global event. Stoic Week is like 7 chapters, which is one for each day of the week. And it gives people an opportunity to join thousands of other people around the world as they learn and apply these Stoic concepts in their life. Maybe this makes more sense to you than spirituality, because I know a lot of people don't want to get into meditation because they don't know what they're going to find or they don't know what to do. So maybe philosophy is something that can help you. Or if you don't want to have a single particular view like me, I feel like a blend of both of these is something that would really work. And that's what Two Halves questions you about, right? This and. Stoicism and spirituality. Outside world and inside world. Introspection and introspection. But if that's confusing, then you might want to start with Stoicism. But neither are easy. They're both going to take consistent practice. So what is your school of thought? Do you resonate with Stoicism or do you resonate with spirituality? Do you think you can find a balance between these two? Are you a complete Stoic? I would love to hear from you. You could write to me and find me on Instagram at pariha.designstudio. That's pariha.designstudio. And this one is dedicated to all us dreamers and us doers. May we dream a million dreams and may we always do what needs to be done. Thank you so much for taking time out and listening to this podcast. And if after this, you have more questions than you have answers, I think the purpose of this episode is served. Here's to us asking more purposeful questions every day. Until next time, like Marcus Aurelius said, you may say I am a dreamer, but I'm not the only one.